guest speaker who we are honored to listen to today is Mufti Naseem Desai. Aye, Hazrat.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. الحمد لله الحمد لله يستعينه واستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة واركعوا مع الراكعين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة الجماعة أفضل من صلاة الفرد ب27 درجة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام الحمد لله respected علماء elders brothers in Islam we praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us believers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted us that today on the day of Jum'ah to be present in the masjid to perform our Salatul Jum'ah with the Jama'ah in congregation. They say that in the comes in la in shakartum la azidannakum that the more we thank Allah, the more Allah will increase for us. So the more we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us this favor, وَمَا تَوْفِيقِ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ that the favor is only by the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have come here. So the more we praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this favor, then inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase and allow us to always be in congregation with the jama'at at all times. So alhamdulillah, this morning our jama'at just came and mashallah we walked in the masjid and on the screen it said, fill the masjid. So alhamdulillah we came in the masjid, we were having mashura, and while sitting, we've seen one bird coming in the masjid, hopping in the masjid. So one of the brothers said, mashallah, the birds also got the message that we have to fill the masajid. But just after that, this bird, as soon as it came in, now it's trying to fly out. So it's going into the window and going out. And so mashallah, one of the brothers opened a window and managed to go out. So one lesson we learned that we shouldn't be like that bird. Alhamdulillah, we come to the masjid. But as soon as we come, we shouldn't always just try to go out. Come, read our salah and then out to the masjid. We should come in the masjid, draw the mercy of Allah, the rahmah, the barakah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends to the masjid, and take this home. That we should spend most time, the more we spend in the masjid, that the more we'll be able to take home, inshallah. So alhamdulillah, we see that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the hadith also as well, that the benefit and the reward, the virtues of reading salawat jama'ah, the hadith that was mentioned, it is 27 times more better, more rewarding to read salah with jama'at than to read salat at home alone. To read salah with jama'at is 27 times more rewarding. So today if you tell a person, I'll give you $1, or I'll give you $27, which one will take? $27. No one will take $1. So for 27, it's just a smaller effort, a little more effort that we have to make. Person was going to make wudu at home. Person was going to take the musalla and read salah at home. But a little more effort, a person walks to the masjid. And there's so much more reward. To mention a hadith now. That a person walks to the masjid and he comes, he reads salah in the masjid with jama'at and he gets so much more reward. So imagine a person. Today we're all looking for the best deals, you know. We see a special. We see a person buys this, he gets an X one free, another one free. Then we want that deal, you know. It's enticing. So like this, imagine a person at home makes his wudu. It's mentioned in the hadith. Also, Nabi also mentioned a person makes wudu at home. Now he makes his wudu at home and now he walks to the masjid to perform salah with jama'ah. Every step that he takes to the masjid, that he is rewarded for every step. Every step he takes, he is rewarded. Now look at this. Look at us and Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum. Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum, they understood this hadith. They looked for opportunity in gaining reward and gaining benefit for akhirah. We most of the time look for reward and benefit in gaining in this world. That how we can make a better deal, how we can close a deal and get a better sale. Sahaba looked at how they could get better reward in akhirah. And how they could put their, they could invest in the akhirat, how they could deposit their amal for akhirat. The Sahaba, when they heard this hadith, what they done? They took shorter steps to the masjid so that they get more reward. So every step we take, what will happen? We'll get a reward. And for every step we take, a sin will be removed from our records. Sin will be removed. So every step we take, we get in reward, and the sin is being removed from us. And a person walks, imagine all this reward he's getting, is walking to the masjid. Bani Salama, in that time, when the Masjid Nabawi was built, and their houses were further away from the masjid, and they then wanted to move closer to the masjid. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam advised them that don't come closer to them, don't move closer to the masjid, because from where you live, in every step you take, you are getting reward. So we should see that sometimes we feel we're living too far away from the masjid, that it is actually a benefit for us, that if the more steps we take towards the masjid, the more reward we'll get, inshallah. So every step a person takes, he walks to the masjid. And when he gets to the masjid, first of all, when he made wudu as well. When he made wudu, he used miswak. So first, he made wudu with miswak. Now when we make salah and we make use miswak before our salah, then that increases our reward 70 more times. 70 more. We come to the masjid, we enter the masjid, reading the dua for nafil itikaf. Nawaitu li'itikaf lillahi madumtu fil masjid. So another reward. Every moment we're in the masjid, we are getting reward for i'tikaf. And then we read salawat jama'at another 27 times. So we can well imagine how much reward we are getting for a simple thing that we are supposed to do 5 times a day. Not that we can do, or if we want to do, that we are supposed to do 5 times a day, come to the masjid, that all this reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most glorious, most grateful, the most merciful Allah is giving us. If we do not take this opportunity to get this so much reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is willing to give us for something that we're supposed to do, then really we are at loss. So a person comes, he reads salah 27 times with jamaat, he's getting 27 times more rewarding. And after that salah, he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the times that duas are accepted is after the first salah. One of the times that duas are readily accepted is after first salah. So that person comes to the masjid and he makes dua. Today we are in difficulty, we need so many things. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam once passed a community, a locality, and they were in difficulty. And he said that, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that, why don't these people make dua? Why don't these people make dua? And this question stares us in the face today, that why don't we make dua? And this is an opportunity for us. We come to the masjid, so much reward Allah has given us. And our levels are raising. We are getting so much reward, and we come to the masjid. We are getting connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then this person raises hands and he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will accept the dua of that person. So how much rewarding, how much beneficial it is for us. And all this will be investment, a deposit for us in akhirat. And imagine a person does this every day of his life. Then imagine the reward of this person. So it is something for us to ponder and think about. We see that it was mentioned that those Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they used to be so busy and so involved in trade. At the time of Adhan, when Adhan went, then immediately they would stop whatever they're doing and they would go to the masjid. They would go to the masjid because they understood that this is the call of Allah. Today we are busy sometimes in our business and we're closing a deal, we're making a deal of 1 million rand or 1,000 rand, whatever it may be. Sometimes we think, let me just finish this deal and then I'll go to the masjid. Let me just close this deal. Let me just do the sale, and then I'll go to the masjid, I'll read my salah. Sometimes we might miss our salah, sometimes we might miss jamaat as well, but we are prioritizing on that dunya. Now Sahaba understood that no matter how much of dunya you can make, but akhirat is more important. And the dunya, the wealth that we get by the disobedience of Allah, there's no barakat in that wealth. There's no goodness in that wealth. Imagine, a person makes so much of wealth, but in that time when he's making that wealth, he's earning the wrath and the disobedience of Allah, then what goodness can come out of that? So this is a lesson for us to take, that how Sahaba done, that how immediately when Adhan went, that everything they left and they went to the call. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving each and every one of us an invitation. Today, a person of high caliber, president, someone gives us an invitation letter to come and join him for meals, to come and join him, then we get happy. Show everyone, see, I got an invitation from, now it's known as Zuma, it's Cyril Ramaphosa. I got an invitation. I see that, you know, he'll show everyone. So, we'll get happy. But imagine, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling us every day to come to the masjid, to come to the mercy of Allah, to come and draw the barakat and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the masjid of Allah. So it's an invitation for all of us. So this ayat is, رِجَالُ لَا تُلْهِهِمْ تِجَارَةُ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ. That such men, this ayat was revealed, such men, لَا تُلْهِهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. The trade nor commerce did not distract them from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Trade nor commerce did not distract them from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa iqamis salah wa ita'i zakah. And they established salah and they paid their zakah. So we should be amongst those that this ayat is referring to. That trade and business should not affect us. That we should always turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first. That akhirat should be our goal. The pleasure of Allah should be our goal. Today, a person has a contact. We say contact, you know. Say, I need a license, or I need something in the home affairs, whatever it may be. So a person says, you know, I know such and such person, and he's, you know, he's got contacts, so let's go to him, you know. So this person, he's got contacts, he feels that, you know what, I got contacts, you know, I can organize for you, don't worry. I'll make a plan. And this person thinks that, you know what, such a good contact I got. But we do not realize that Allah is the greatest, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only doer. That no matter how much you can have, no matter how much contact you can have, no matter what you be able to do, you're able or capable to do, that it is Allah who is the only doer, and it is Allah can only do. That we can have, something might seem that impossible for us not to attain. Definitely we will get it. But if Allah doesn't want us to get it, then definitely we will not get it. So this reality has to come into our hearts. So imagine, this person thinks he has contacts. We went to Swaziland, mashallah, and we met one uncle. So he's, you know, boasting. He says, hey, see, this is a picture of me and the president and the minister. You know, he's sitting here in my house. And, you know, he's happy. You know, he has contacts with this person. That in Swaziland, Islam is not so widespread. That the local people have not really, don't know much about Islam. But, so that's it's a problem that they can't give azan loudly, etc. Alhamdulillah, we must make shukr for that. That Allah has made it easy for us to practice deen, to practice our Islam, that Azan can be called out loudly, we are free to practice our religion. It's an opportunity that Allah has given us, and we should take that opportunity and use it fully. So they cannot call Azan out loudly. So he was mentioning that sometimes the police would come and complain that they are giving Azan loudly, that they shouldn't give Azan. So he would tell them that, don't worry, I'll sort it out, because he knew the person, the minister or whoever it was. So he was just telling us this, you know, but he felt happy, you know. Now imagine a person has such contact with Allah. We think we have a contact in this dunya that we feel nice, we feel good. Imagine a person has such contact and relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when this person raises his hands and he talks to Allah, he reads two rakat salah. This two rakat salah is a direct contact that we have with Allah. It is said that in this time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ummah, that we will have this ability, this favor, that when we in salah, that we have direct contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we make salah, we read salah, a person, salah should be such a thing that a person turns to in any need, in any difficulty he is. If he turns to turaka salah, then this person, understanding that this condition is from Allah, and only the solution lies only in the hands of Allah, this person is successful already. Because he has understood that no one can help me, no one can benefit me. This is from Allah, and the solution lies only in the hands of Allah. So such contact we have with Allah, imagine. What power this person will feel, what contentment this person will feel. This is what we all have to attain. So we understand that what importance it is for us to get this contact, to get this relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is in the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the Mu'adhin calls out every day. What a great khidmah the Mu'adhin is doing. Calling us every day to the masjid, calling us for salah, calling us to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Mu'adhin is calling us every day, inviting us to the masjid of Allah, that we should accept this invitation and come to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We see that the person, one story of Muhammad bin Samak, rahmahullah, he was the student of Imam Muhammad, rahmahullah, was the student of Imam Hanifa, rahmatullah. So we see that this Muhammad bin Samak, rahimahullah, he lived for over 100 years. And every day, daily, he would recite 200 nafil salah. He would recite 200 nafil salah. And he says that I've never missed a fard salah with jama'ah. I've never missed a salah with congregation. He says that only once it happened that his mother passed away and he had to attend the janazah salah and he missed it, salah with jama'ah. And because of this understanding that the reward was so much, in one narration, he also mentioned 27 times. In another narration, he also mentioned 25 times. So he understood that this reward is 25 times greater, that I'll read the salah 25 times so that I can attain that reward. So he read the salah 25 times. He repeated the salah 25 times. And in his dream, he saw that he was told that you performed the salah 25 times. What about the Ameen of the Malaika? What about the Ameen of the Malaika that you cannot get back? Now, when we read salah with the jama'ah, and after Surah Fatiha, when we say Ameen, the Malaika also say Ameen. And we know that if our Ameen coincides with the Ameen of the Malaika, then this person's sins are forgiven. A person's sins are forgiven. Our Ameen coincides. Now that you will only get in Salatul Jama'ah. You can read alone, you can read Salah alone that you will not get. So how in the Ameen, the du'as of the Malaika, they are ma'soom, they are innocent. Their du'as are blessed. So what du'a? This is a du'a that we should try to get. In hadith, Nabi also mentions that if you want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a Muslim on the day of Qiyamah, then we should perform salah in the masjid. As this was a means of, this was brought to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a means of guidance. And if we read salah at home, then this is a sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we read salah in the masjid, it is a sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in hadith, kullu ummati yadkhuluna al-jannata illa man aba. The Sahaba said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that every one of my ummah will enter Jannah except he who refuses. Sahaba said, qalu ya Rasulullah man ya'ba, that who will refuse on the way of Allah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man ata'ani dakhla al-jannah wa man asani faqad aba. That a person who obeys me, that person will enter Jannah. And a person who disobeys me, then this person has refused. This person has refused. So we see that this is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to read salah with jama'ah in the masjid. So if we read in salah at home, then we are discarding the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are discarding the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the great sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are discarding. And it shouldn't be that you'd lead us this, because of this, it should lead us astray. So we should see that how everything is taken into consideration, the wudu at home, etc. How we mentioned, come to salah in the masjid with jama'ah. In the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even a person who was sick, even the munafiqeen, in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even the munafiqeen, they would come to the masjid to read salah. The hypocrites will also come to the masjid, so to that level. And a sick person, sick, ill, cannot come to the masjid. This person would be carried, helped by people to be brought to the masjid because they understood the value of salah wa jama'ah. And today, alhamdulillah, we see that the Muslims, we are weak. And what will strengthen us is when we come together and unite as a ummah, when our iman is made strong, when we come and we get direct help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we come together to the masjid, imagine every masjid full for every salah. Imagine Fajr salah, how the salah, the masjid is full for Jummah. That masjid is full at the time of Fajr. Imagine that. That hadith that Nabi also mentioned that glad tidings for that person who goes to the masjid in the darkness, he'll get light. He'll get full, complete light on the day of Qiyamah. That light we want. We want the help of Allah. And this will come when we come together, we strengthen our iman, we come to the masjid, and we correct our relationship and our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One virtue that we'll just mention, that a person for 40 days, consecutively, a person reads his salah, jama'ah, salatul jama'ah, wa takbiratul ula. For 40 days, that's why, mashallah, brothers, when we come, we make tashkil for 40 days, you know. It's benefit, you go in jama'at, in the same time, you read your salah, and you're in the masjid. You read salah, every salah, you're in the masjid, so inshallah, you read every salah with takbiratul ula. So you'll get this reward as well. So a person for 40 days, he reads salatul jama'ah, with takbir. Then this person will get two certificates. Freedom from nifaq. The person will be saved from nifaq. And a person will be saved from the fire of Jahannam. Safe from the fire of Jahannam and freedom from nifaq. We'll be safe from hypocrisy. So let us see that how we prioritize our life. That They put Salah first. First on his schedule, he says, I got this work and that work, whatever work he has. And then he puts, okay, I have to read my Salah as well. Let us put Salah first and plan everything else around our Salah. Person who puts deen first, he puts the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first, then whatever he work, whatever other work he has, Allah will make it easy. He'll do one thing and 10 different work will get done. But a person who puts his dunya first, he puts his work first, then this person will do so much and he'll end up in more chakr and more worry and more disarray. So inshallah Allah give me and give us all tawfiq that how we can make the masjids alive. Make the masjid alive like how it was alive in time of Mr. Asalam. That how we can all come to the masjid and draw from the rahmat and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhir da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
One announcement before we read our sunnah. Brothers are reminded that inshallah there will be a qira'ah program this evening in this masjid after Isha Salah. We will have qira'ah coming and traveling from out of town.